most movies are made in studios with big budgets. But not these. No, these sequels and prequels are crafted on the fly. Today! You'll never see these movies.
In a world where movies get bad sequels, this intro got away from me already.
Already? It's been 3 seconds.
All right, let me give you all some context and insight into how this episode began. Allie and I were just sitting on the couch doing nothing, and she turned to me with a sort of look in her eyes, like a fire behind her eyes, and she just said, "I've got one."
This is a good pitch for a thing that never happened.
It is. You turned to me and went, "I've got one."
Okay.
And I said, "Is it something I know?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Okay, great." And now the recorder's on. So welcome to another episode of Making Number Two.
So the whole thing was in a world, and then you didn't do any more of it?
I told you, I gave up that bit instantly because it wasn't working. Your flat affect... Oh, I almost just knocked over my mic. Your look on your eyes did not bode well for the bit, and so I stopped the bit.
You should never judge a bit by someone else's reaction. Everybody knows bits are things you self-generate, regardless of audience participation or enjoyment.
Okay, then let me go back and do it again. Let me get a second take of it.
In a world where movies get sequels and prequels that are not...
Do I sound like a tube and throat singer?
Worse than the first time.
Even worse. See, that's what I mean.
Okay, well, let's just jump in the movie then.
I agree.
Okay, so in reality, we were thinking about movies we knew, and I saw one while we were scrolling down a list, and I went, "Oh, I've got something." And Mario's like, "Great, let's go." And here we are.
Parting the curtain.
I was just trying
to give you more credit.
I don't need the credit. She's humble.
She's just here for the likes and the subscriptions. She is not here for the credit.
I'm just a modest little country mouse. So
this is for Fievel Goes West 2, Fievel Goes East.
I fucking wish, because I love Fievel so much, and the whole franchise is really quite good. Fievel 2, Lost in Manhattan, and it's just what's it called?
Home Alone 2,
yep.
But with Fievel,
yep.
But with a mouse.
Yep.
So when he feeds the bird, is he just feeding himself to the bird?
Ew. Ugh. God, no.
Horrible.
Yikes. Okay, so it's School of Rock.
School of Rock.
And it's a sequel to School of Rock.
I love School of Rock so much.
If I recall how it ends, it's that he walked into the substitute teacher job, yeah, as a shyster, stayed around for a while. At the end, they proved to the administration how important arts education is for the kids, so he becomes a teacher.
Not exactly. So they do prove that, like, he helped their children and they did good for their life, but he still, like, does not teach there. He has an after-school program.
Gotcha.
Called, like, Dewey's Decimal
System. So he becomes an educator.
But yeah, he becomes an after-school educator, right, for, you know, to have the School of Rock.
Cool. So he's up for this big, like, either, like, scholarship or promotion type thing. Scholarship is the right word, like a grant or something. Where
like
he
a fellowship?
Like, yeah. Where, like, they're looking at, like, some of the top educators in the country.
Yeah.
And they want to be able to give him this thing.
Okay.
And then they're like, "Oh, you don't have a teaching degree." And he's like, "No, I don't. I sort of, it's a crazy story, but I snuck into it."
It would take me about an hour and 45 minutes to tell that story.
And Miranda Cosgrove is old now, and I can't really flash back to anything.
Who's Miranda Cosgrove?
She's a little girl who was in School of Rock, who was like the manager.
Oh, yeah, she was funny.
Yep. Anyway, what?
This is funny. So, yeah, we can cut that whole thing.
Yeah, we'll just cut that. So he wants to be up for this thing because it'll, like, change his life. And there is a romantic love interest at the end of the movie. Am I wrong?
I don't think so. I think it's the teacher. I mean, the principal, Joan Cusack. Who's kind
of... Isn't a woman he's into?
I don't think so.
Okay.
There's Ned Schneebly, who's the real... There's the real Ned Schneebly, who's played by someone. And then there is his girlfriend, Sarah Silverman.
Yes.
And then Ned.
But and Adam Pascal, who's like...
Adam Pascal is in it.
Yeah, who he's like, he's fucking he's like, this guy.
The Nile's North Delta.
Yeah, basically. I thought he had a love interest, but maybe I'm thinking about the show that was on Broadway where they, like, had a love interest who was Sierra Bogus.
I'm going to look it up really quick. Yep, no woman.
Huh.
No woman. No, like, love interest.
Okay. I think they added a love interest for the Broadway show, which has confused me.
Yeah, but the band that Adam Pascal is in, do you remember the name of it?
Dewey Decimal System.
No, I just said that a minute ago.
Whatever. What is it?
It's called No Vacancy.
Yikes.
And they're like... No Vacancy wins the tournament. And all the parents are like, "This is bullshit. No, no. Schneebly's scholars should have won. Schneebly's scholars."
And then what?
And they light the place on fire.
Is that true?
No, no.
So what happens?
Then
we do this every time where you say a thing that's fake and I go, oh, really? And you go, no. And I go, I'm a gullible.
I'm just doing the dumb thing. Did you know that they wrote the word gullible into the dictionary?
Can you just say what happens at the end of the movie for real?
Ned is impressed and proud of Dewey and the band, much to the dismay of Patty, Sarah Silverman, whom Ned breaks up with. Sometime later, an after-school program known as the School of Rock has opened, and
even
Dewey
though
continues,
they didn't win Battle of the Bands.
As Dewey continues to coach the students he played with before while Ned teaches beginners. Oh yeah, Ned teaches all the little babies.
Yeah, it's
really
great.
Cute.
I love that. Good. Anyway, so flash forward a couple years. He doesn't need to have a love interest.
Great.
He is teaching his successful after-school program, and they want to award him a grant for, like, amazing teachers.
Yeah, I love this.
Or a fellowship where they're going to take him to a university or fly him overseas to be the first teacher to come, you know, start a music
school. I love
that.
Yeah, yeah, to do, like, outreach for young musicians.
And so they, like, they love him, but they're like, can you just give us all this information? It's going to come with all this money and blah, blah, blah. And, of course, it's going to be, like, a funny Jack Back performance of him, like, yeah, yeah, I'm going to live large. I'm going to China or, like, whatever. But then they're like, and also your teacher certification. And he's like, oh, I don't have a teaching certification. I'm, like, an after-school program guy. And they're like, you got to get your teacher's, you like, not even a master's, but just, like, a certification.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, fine, I'll go to school. So he shows up at school. You're going to hate this, but I'm saying it. He shows up at school and a guy like bursts into the door and he's like, this is teaching certification 101. And he's like, oh my God, he's me trying to pull a shiest on
Holy
me.
Shit.
And
oh my God.
He's in teaching.
That's so good.
He's
Are
in
you
school.
Kidding me? He's like, it takes a shark to know a shark.
Yes. And he's the only person who person who keeps being like, this guy isn't a teacher.
I can't believe that you thought I wouldn't like this. This is everything I like about movies. It's like the cyclical nature of, this is like, how do you say it? Ouroboros?
Yeah.
It's Jack Black eating his tail.
Right.
Now,
and
here's
so
my
he
question,
he comes in
though.
And he's like, I'm an amazing teacher. I'm going to teach y'all how to be teachers. And he's like, you just walked in the front door and you fucking got like stole your roommate's mail. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
it's the other guy from Tenacious D.
Kyle Gass.
Yes.
That's the best. We gotta end the podcast. It's over. It's done.
You know what
everyone, we've had an awesome run. It's been so nice to have you, Allie. This is truly brilliant.
I'm glad you like it.
Oh my God. So he's getting School of Rocked by Kyle.
He's getting
Gass.
School of Rocked, and he can't get anyone else to believe him.
Now
they're all like, come on, he's a little nervous, it's his first time teaching. And he's like, I'm telling you, because I know, because it takes one to know one. This guy stole someone's mail and someone's name and wandered in the front door and is trying to School of Rock us. And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. What is School of Rock? And he's like, the movie I was in the first time.
Okay, I love the idea. I love the first pitch of Kyle Gass. But I think like most baseball games, the first pitch never works.
Oh my God, that's rough.
That was harsh, but I really, I didn't mean it to be that harsh. I just meant like,
whatever the next thing come out of your mouth, it better be the best fucking pitch in the world.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, that's good, right? That he's like, hi, I'm here to teach you. You know what I found is that I can't do impression.
Yeah.
No, he comes in and he's like, if you smell what Mr. Kouromakis is cooking.
Uh-huh.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mr. Kouromakis. I am not a professional wrestler. I am your teacher, Professor Kouromakis, and I'm going to teach you how to profess to children.
Profess to children?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should it be a woman? Should it be a lady? Why should it be another guy?
I don't know. I
do like
the reason I pitched guys because I thought it would be funny to have both men from Tenacious D reunite in a romp. But I've learned never to say again my first pitch out loud because it never works.
Well, I'm never going to live that one down.
Yeah, that's basically it. Is that he's really, really actually trying to get his teacher certification. And it's the tables have turned because he's not allowed to be the shyster anymore. He's the one who wants it.
Yeah.
And someone else is trying to waste his time and being like, all right, come on, you guys. The first thing that's important to know about teaching is preparing my taxes. And he's like, this guy's a shyster. And they're all like, hey, he knows better. He's the teacher. And he's like, I can't believe you're all falling for this.
Yes.
And so it's him trying to expose him all the while. And then, of course, they become friends because he's like, hey, man, you know what it's like. Like, I'm busting my ass out there. My wife won't take me back and my band doesn't like me. And he's like, damn it, I do fucking know what that's like.
He's like, your band, huh?
Right.
Now, here's my question. So in School of Rock, Jack Black's character is trying to win Battle of the Bands with this gimmick. He's trying to either like get his band back try to get, you know, get them to like him, or he's trying to win battle events. So he utilizes these kids' skills to become this sort of niche group.
And he teaches the only thing he knows how to teach.
Exactly.
Like, so the only thing he's good at. Which
so is this you. Character, Kyle Gass, or The Rock, or whoever it is, Mr. Kouramakis, what is he ultimately trying to accomplish? Right, like he has to have some sort of signpost or goal to get something that he wants. So is it that he wants...
I was just gonna say that he's just getting them to do random shit for him to turn his life around.
He's just super lazy.
Yeah, it's funnier if he has like a thing he wants to do.
What if he wants to be the mayor?
The mayor? You would have a super public campaign.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm thinking more like he wants... to like he's also like trying to like apply to college or something, so he's getting them to like put together his like killer application and read over all of his essays. And he's like, yeah, you got to grade this essay and give some feedback on the structure and the grammar.
Yeah, this is like, from a student that I work with, you know, after school sometimes, and he's trying to get into Brown,
right?
And,
exactly.
And not and I told him to write in Jacob Kouramakis because I just told him not to use his
pretend
name.
You're me and you're applying to Brown. And I also think that like, because Jack Black is like, you're a fucking shark, and he's like trying to expose him. What he finds out is that like he was a guy who was like a teenage delinquent and like is coming out of his like 5 to 7 years in jail for like petty arceny, like or whatever, and like arceny. That's not a word. Arson. I meant petty larceny.
Yeah, but petty arceny is when you light something on fire
that
and
you stole.
Yeah.
So you steal and something. You're stealing it. Yeah, he stole someone's purse and he lit the purse on fire, and that's called petty larceny. So anyway, he's trying to turn his life around.
That's very good.
He never graduated high school.
He's like, look, man, I get it. Rudy-do. I'm Andy Bernard from
Office. I was like, what the fuck? He also would be good casting.
That actually is great at Helms.
He's a little older than I actually think makes sense for this character, who I'm like saying now, like, spent a little time in jail and is like coming out and is like just trying to like live his life again and be
Batista?
Good. I love Batista. I'm obsessed with him.
I think that's really funny.
I think he's really funny.
I just want it to be a big buff wrestler.
Yeah, you really only want it to be
there. I mean, wrestlers are like some of the best actors and performers out there right now.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy, my best
friend.
We
didn't end up
Kane,
going younger, but that's fine.
Mayor Glenn Jacobs. What?
I was trying to think of somebody who's younger, and he said Batista, who is in no way younger.
He's younger than The Rock.
All right.
Not much, though. Okay, so yeah. So they're figuring out his college applications, and he's like, yeah, now everybody look up online to see how to do a W-4 and a 1099.
Exactly. And he's also like, pretend you're writing letters of recommendation for your students, because after all, you're trying to get your teacher certification.
Right.
So let's all pretend we're writing letters of recommendation for me, Jacob Kouramakis, or whatever it is. Yeah. And that's it. So anyway, he does sniff him out, but then he's like, fine, I'll do it for you. But you have to do something for me.
No, he just has to really get his teaching certificate.
He just has to really get
his
teaching certificate.
Here's the thing. So in order for this guy to become a real teacher, Jack Black has to help him get his life in order so that he can get a teaching certificate. I think this movie's called School of Hard Rocks.
That's funny. I like that.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. So yeah, we have a bare bones kind of skeleton outline of it. I don't know if we need to go into much further detail than that. I do think we need kind of like... what because we are kind of stuck on like what the final resolution is, like how does this
I
come
mean
to
the
a
final
head?
Resolution is that this guy does get accepted to college and gets to chance to turn his life around because these people in the classroom helped him, but of course he has to get his cover blown and he has to think that Jack Black blew his cover, and Jack Black's like, no man, I'd never throw you out like that, and he's like, nobody else even knew, but then he finds out it was like his ex-roommate who fucking has it out for him, who's the one who framed him in the first place to get him in jail.
Holy
and he's like, oh my God. Well, that's how all movies are. Where
I mean, that's amazing.
Wow. Thank you so much.
You're always shocked that I like your ideas, but I think I've only ever reacted. That's not true.
But I mean, I'm just saying like now, like movie theory, which is like, there's gotta be a big argument between the two friends
that's really good.
He has to think there's a misunderstanding, and then wasn't a misunderstanding. It's somebody from his past who's got it out for him.
Yeah. I love the past thing of that person lit the purse on fire and threw it off the freeway, just like in Holes.
Exactly. And
what if it's Shia LaBeouf?
I love Shia LaBeouf. I'm ready for him to have a comedic comeback.
I just want you all to pause this podcast for a minute and watch Shia LaBeouf do Five Fingers of Death, Sway in the Morning, Sway's Universe. Make sure you subscribe. Go ahead and watch Shia do Five Fingers of Death. He crushes it, and it's very good.
Anyway, he was a very funny kid.
Yeah.
And I don't think that in his return to public eye, he has been funny. And I think, like, you don't lose funny. And so I'd love to see him in a comedic role.
Yeah, I agree.
So I would, I'd go for that.
That's really funny. I like that a lot.
I also think that maybe the end of this movie is that, of course, he can't get a teacher certification from a shyster. And so they have to go to find the principal, who I think her name is Patty. Who was, what's her name?
Joan
Cusack.
I almost said Joan Crawford.
Joan Crawford. No, Joan Cusack.
Patty was the girlfriend.
Nope.
Miss Mullins, was that her name?
Principal Mullins.
Is that right?
Yes.
Or do you see that somewhere?
Rosalie Mullins.
Oh, yeah, great. Zach Mooneyham. Mooneyham.
What?
Just saying names.
Okay. So he does need to get a teacher certification eventually, because otherwise this movie can't end happily. And obviously the guy who's not really a teacher can't give it to him.
Right.
So we have to get a little cameo from Joan Cusack as Principal Mullins, who is the one who gives him the teacher certification by proving.
Yeah, she's like when Justice Strauss comes in a series of unfortunate events and accidentally marries the Krampus and the girl.
Yeah, the Krampus and the girl. But yes, it's she's got to have a little cameo because we all love Joan Cusack, and I really mean that.
She's a national treasure.
I adore her.
Yeah.
So, Cusack, yes.
Thank you again for listening. It's so cool that you're a fan.
Thank you for your sponsorship.
It's so, so cool that she's a fan, and you can be too if you just give us $200,000.
You know what? Here's what I think. So, he has to get a teacher certification from Joan Cusack.
Okay.
Which he does, but it's too late to help.
To help the Chinese kids.
What?
You are the one who said
no,
China.
No. He's too late to help Dwayne The Rock Johnson / Shia LaBeouf.
/ Jesse Pinkman.
Right, / Jesse Pinkman. Because his spot's already been blown up. They know what he's doing. I guess he's not on parole, but it's like a violation of like what you are allowed to do. He's clearly shysting and he's like in big trouble. And the only way that he can get out is to have a real teacher's recommendation to Brown.
Yeah.
But who's a real teacher now?
Ned Schneebly.
Exactly. So he finally writes the heartfelt letter that gets him into the university, that lets him escape like the trouble he was going to get into.
That's great. Also, his name is Dewey Finn, not Ned Schneebly, but I think
who's Ned Schneebly?
Ned Schneebly is the real teacher played by the funny blonde guy. Ned Schneebly is the fake, is the real name of Jack Black's roommate. Jack Black plays Dewey something, Dewey Finn or something.
Yeah. Dewey's his real name.
Yeah, I'm saying Ned Schneebly is his fake teacher name.
Yes.
So yes, so the real teacher is Jack Black, a.k.a. Dewey, a.k.a.
Right. He gets in trouble and they're like, well, look, all of your teacher recommendations, the only person who can really help you now is a teacher. And Jack Black's like,
yeah, and he's
guess
like,
who's a teacher
he's
now?
He's like, well, listen. Oh, nope, never mind.
Holy moly.
He's like, he has to be like this. So he has to be like, guess you could say that you just graduated from the School of Hard Knocks. And then it goes, and then all the kids
hard rocks.
Fuck, what did I say?
Knox. You said the one without the joke.
Okay, let me
you
take
just
that again.
Said it, no pun at all.
Take that again. Yeah, let's leave it in. He goes, this is the School of Hard Rocks. And then a bunch of rock, all the kids, the adult kids, are all like, Dewey, what's his name? Dewey Finn?
Uh-huh.
Is that really his name?
Said it was.
Dewey Finn, yeah. Dewey Finn. They're all like, Dewey helped us all become teachers. Music teachers. And the kid's like, the bass. Now, my question is, this movie has nothing to do with music. Because a big part of the first movie, obviously, is like that it's a good musical movie.
Well, he wants to get his teacher certification so he can teach music. So maybe he's still
playing.
Still
is
see
it still
him
like
in a
musical
band or whatever.
Things? That's wild.
Well, that was my idea.
I really liked it.
Thank you.
That's really good. I want there to be some musical numbers, though.
Who do you think plays his shitty roommate who, like, blows up Shia LaBeouf / Dwayne The Rock Johnson's spot?
I think that it is someone you least expect. Me.
Incredible.
No, who could it really be? Gene Wilder.
What? I was asking for somebody who's like a contemporary of Shia LaBeouf who could play his sweet roommate who turns out to be a real dickwad.
The guy from 30 Rock who plays Tracy Jordan's son.
Oh, I love him.
Who's like, Daddy?
Yeah, I love him.
Ask the man for some candy.
Oh my God, that's not at all what he sounds like, but I know who you're talking about, and I do really, really, really like him.
Yeah, he's really, really funny. I like him a lot.
He is really funny.
Yeah, he's good. Let's say him.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't know his name, which is crazy because he listens to this podcast.
Yeah, and he also sponsors it, just like Joan Cusack.
Yeah.
So yeah, then the end of the movie is we flash forward and Jack Black is in a classroom and he's in China and he got his thing and he made it and he gets to teach music everywhere.
Which, have you seen the video on YouTube of him
singing the
Korean pop songs?
Yes, phonetically.
Unbelievable.
It's great.
It's amazing. And so I think that's the last the last scene is like him in a school in China I know China and Korea are different. I'm pivoting.
Yep.
Is that it's him in a school in China, like teaching, you know, music to Chinese students, and they're all like making him listen to popular music.
And the credit ride out is him singing it,
yeah,
phonetically, really, like, really, really well.
Yeah.
How is he so good at it?
It's amazing. I mean, it's insane.
He's never heard the song before, too?
No, and he has headphones on listening to it, and he's singing it along with the headphones.
It's really good.
And they can guess what it is. It's amazing.
How do people find that?
Look up Jack Black K-pop game show.
He's
I'm going to
really...
guess if that's right. Let's see.
Jack Black K-pop game show.
Yes. So I looked up Jack Black K-pop game show, and the first thing that comes up is Infinite Challenge, the God of Music, Jack Black.
Hey, he is the God of Music.
That's another good title for it, the God of Music.
It doesn't have anything to do with the movie.
School of Hard Rocks.
Is exactly right.
I love it.
Yeah.
I
you can't outshice a shyster.
Yeah, it takes a shark to know a shark.
Yeah, and I feel like there's like a long, like a lot of sections of like funny classroom banter where he's trying to like, you know, expose this guy for a fraud and nobody will believe him. And they're like, you're so mean to our teacher.
Yeah, like you're disrupting the class. I don't understand how you got here.
He's going to get kicked out of the program that he desperately needs. And so they have to learn how to work together.
Yeah, and like the Joan Cusack analog of that school is someone else.
Right.
And she's like, I want to go play Stevie Nicks's other song.
What?
You know, they're in the car and he's like, you like Stevie Nicks?
You like Stevie Nicks?
And he's like, ooh, baby, ooh, baby, ooh. It's the first time I ever heard that song is in that movie, and now I love that song.
It's a great song.
Edge of 17.
Yeah. Sometimes you hear great songs in movies and you have no idea how great that song is because you're like, I'm a child and I never knew.
Yeah. I'd love to end this on a joke. Something funny.
You can't ask me for funny. It's not. Why don't we end it with a ride out of him singing, of Jack Black singing that song?
Okay. Well, I want us to do one scene from the movie. I think we should try to incorporate doing one scene.
We've never done that before, but sure.
I know. Well, we're going to try now. I'll be Jack Black.
Okay.
You'll be
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
We're in like near act three.
Oh, okay. So we're already friends?
No, we're about to be friends.
Then that's act two.
Right. We're at the end of act two.
Okay.
Okay. We're in the school after everyone has left the class.
I'm just letting you know, act three is him getting caught and having...
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're right. No, fuck this whole section. Let's not do this.
It's funny because like whenever I say things about like movie structure or like the expected beats of movies, you're always really impressed. And I'm always like, thank you. I've read one book. And I'm not saying that in any derisive way. I always feel really special when you do that. Like
yeah.
When I'm like, it's his roommate and it was a misunderstanding. You're like, oh my God. I'm like, oh, thank you. I've read Save the Cat and nothing else.
Yeah.
So I truly am a script genius.
Okay. Well, you know what? I've read Angela's Ashes over 40 times. So
you know a lot of Irish slang.
All my Angela's Ashes fans out there, hit me up. Union for Oliver.
Union for Oliver.
Proddy Waddy, ring the bell. Am I right?
So no, I wasn't saying that to make fun of you. I was actually saying that you make me feel very special.
You are very special.
Oh my goodness, thank you. I've read one book on script writing.
That's one more than I've read.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I've read Finishing the Fart.
Okay,
by Stephen Fockheim.
Yeah, and what's that about?
It's about farting out of your butt.
Okay.
Finishing the Fart.
Finishing the Fart.
Well this
you said you wanted to end on a joke.
And I didn't. Thank you so much for listening to Making Number Two. This sounds like the best movie in the world.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, listeners, for listening to Making Number Two.
If you want
to
make this, Joan Cusack, hit us up.
Jane Cusack.
Jane Cusack?
Yeah, that's her analog in the movie.
You know who would also be really good in this movie?
Who?
Just in any role? Jane Krakowski.
Oh.
You want to know why? She's good in every
role. She's perfect in everything.
Yep, exactly.
She would come into my workplace in New York sometimes and was so nice. And
she's
one time
the coolest.
I was helping a customer from across the counter and I looked up. And I was like, oh, it's Jane Krakowski. And she looked at me and she gave me a little half wink and a little smile and then went back to looking at something else. And I have never felt cooler.
I know that that's a true story because you told me, but nothing. It sounds so fake.
It was true.
It's like, and then the baby looked at me and it winked at me.
The baby looked at me and it said, Marty Scanlon, you are knowing me now.
Exactly. Anyway, thank you. That's Making Number Two. That was another improvised movie sequel that didn't need to exist, but gosh dang it, it does now.
It does now. You know, we birthed it into the world and now we have to live with the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for listening. We are here every 2 weeks on Thursdays. We also play D&D on a comedy podcast called Second Best D&D.
Yeah. D&D, the letters like donut, nougat, donut.
And we have a lot of fun doing that. So if you like the sounds of our voices and want to hear us being a little bit more goofy with a bunch of other really funny New York City improvisers, check that out. Second Best D&D.
Otherwise, look forward to seeing you next time. Feel free to like, rate, or subscribe. That really helps us get the results up higher when people search for things in iTunes. And also, it's just nice.
It's just nice. It's just nice to go to sleep reading your lovely comments.
Yeah, Marty falls asleep reading your comments. And his hand is down his pants.
It's so weird because my... Oh, hold on. I have to go.
Oh, he's reading your comments again. And he's done. He's fast.
This is awful.
You know what? I had to get back to you for you being like, I love your pitch. I see your pitch. I hated everything about it. Okay, and let's start over.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Bye, guys.
We'll see you at the movies.
Oh, no.